Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
As we kick off hour number three of the Monday show, you can join us, of course, online at freetalklive.com. Well, you know, I've made the mistake of selling a whole bunch of stuff at the top of the show, and I should know better by now.
We're going to do this and this, and we're going to talk. We haven't talked about a single thing that was sold at the top of the show. Not one.
So if you wanted to hear one of those topics that I sold at the top of the show, you should call in and request them. Request one of them, and we'll bring it up. 800-259-9231.
However, I do still have that breaking news that we mentioned.
Breaking news. Oh, yes.
An
Scientology
update.
Thing.
An update on the Scientology thing, if you're prepared on your end.
I think I am about ready on my end. Do you want to get into that?
Yeah. Let me just get into that real quick. Now, people who have been listening to the show and who have been reading the news are familiar with the fact that Isaac Hayes, who did the voice of Chef on South Park for the last...
almost a decade.
For the last 10 years, has left the show due to his objections over how they treated Scientology.
I think it's a big loss. I mean, he's a talented voice actor. He's distinctive.
He's very distinctive. sorry about that. I think he did a great job on the show. Everybody was complaining about how... oh, well, now that just makes him two-faced, because he was okay when they were making fun of Christianity, but he wasn't okay when they were making fun of Scientology.
He has come out, he has come out with statements saying that that's why he left the show. He's come out publicly and said that this is why he was leaving, he'd had enough of it.
Now, see, there was something that happened back in December that I had completely forgotten about until I was listening to another radio program this morning. Back in December, Isaac Hayes made an appearance on the Opie and Anthony radio program, and they were interviewing him, and a caller called in asking about Scientology and asking him how he felt about the episode that he ended up quitting the show over. Asking him how he felt about, well, how did you feel when they were lampooning Scientology? And
it was a good question.
It was a good question, but his answer was a little bit different. We actually have audio from the Opie and Anthony show real quick, if you could just play that.
Let's go to Tony in Wisconsin. Tony!
Hey, my question is for Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
Hey, what did you think? You're a Scientologist, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you think about when Matt and Trey did that episode on South Park about Scientology?
Well,
with Cruz in the closet.
Well,
yeah, that was a great episode.
One thing about,
I think last week, too.
Yeah, one thing about Matt and Trey, they lampoon everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take that serious, then I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge for $2.
Right, so he was like, no.
Not like he was okay with it.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. They make fun of everybody. Don't take it seriously.
Right.
I mean, that made it sound like he didn't have a problem with it.
Now, that clip was from back in December. Now, recently, I mean, just, 2 weeks ago is when he got canned. When
he quit,
rather. Excuse me. So his tune has changed, essentially, right?
His tune has changed, but one of the things that I think, and what it seems to be, especially from other articles that have been posted as well, is that he may very well have been coerced into quitting the show. Not by anyone on the show, but by the Church of Scientology.
Hmm. Wow.
The Church of Scientology is a very, very secretive organization, and they don't have a sense of humor about themselves in any fashion.
No.
Which is why Tom Cruise lost his mind when that episode aired. And did you hear about all of the shenanigans he pulled with possibly threatening not to promote Mission Impossible
3. Yeah, we talked about that.
Okay.
And those are allegations. He's denying them.
Yeah, he's denying them, but I don't know. I mean, the show did get kind of pulled out of rotation almost immediately after it aired.
There's some suspicious things that have been surrounding all this. And from what I read, I was doing a little bit of research on Scientologists. From what I read, they do have a policy. Robert Heinlein? Was it Heinlein?
L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard had this policy of threatening people. If somebody was getting in the way of his religion or making fun of his religion, he has a policy of scaring them.
He'll put hits out on them.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, he put Werner Erhard of the Est Corporation claimed that L. Ron Hubbard had a hit put out on him. And,
my goodness.
You know, there's a book written about the incident and... who knows? I mean, it's not like they have any real evidence that it happened, but...
Right.
These
are the things that I have heard, that the Church of Scientology will go through some very extreme measures. They won't necessarily go to court. They'll just use threats, and they'll use blackmail, and they'll do all sorts of dirty, underhanded things to prevent bad messages being spread about their religion.
Exactly. And they will, I know that they'll take action against members of their own organization who don't fall in line.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this stems from the fact that on South Park, things that were revealed on that episode, part of one of the things they were lampooning was the whole theory behind Scientology that you don't get to know. If you're a Scientologist, that information doesn't get revealed to you until you're a certain rank within the Church of Scientology.
Yes.
Until you're an OT3, whatever that is.
And you have to pay for new rankings. You have to pay to have these...
Dearly.
What is it that they reveal? Let's reveal it here. What is it that...
Well, I'm not going to go into all of the details because it's a very long story,
right.
But here's the general gist of it. 75 million years ago, the Emperor Xenu of the Galactic... I think it was the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Confederation, whatever.
But it wasn't English, so what difference does it make?
There were 70-some-odd planets that he was the ruler of, and they were overpopulated. And so he decided to handle some of the overpopulation by taking several living things from all of these other planets, freezing them, sending them to Earth, which was really almost completely uninhabited, laying them down by volcanoes, and then blowing up the volcanoes and killing them. Now... Then, once all the aliens died, their souls floated around the planet, but he trapped all their souls so the souls couldn't escape,
mm-hmm.
and so they floated around aimlessly, then clumped together, and then attached themselves to humans. Oh, I'm sorry, at one point all the souls were brainwashed, too. They were sat in a movie theater and forced to watch 3D movies about about the theories of what is now today Buddhism and Christianity and all these fake religions.
Okay.
In order to brainwash them and make them forget about Xenu. And then they were left here to wander around, and they inhabited the humans. And because of all of the misinformation and the trauma surrounding their deaths, that's why we feel fear and insecurity, because of the
Thetans, is that right?
Yes, because of the remnants of these Thetan spirits, which I've used with our bodies.
Essentially, the Scientologists claim that you have Thetans in your body. Now, do you not learn that you even have Thetans in your body until you get to that level?
No, they talk about body Thetans, but they don't tell you what exactly
how
that
they
means.
How they got there.
Yeah, they don't tell you that that's remnants of an alien spirit until much later.
Right. So the purpose of the Scientologist Church is to take money from its members, because what they do is they tell you, man, what you've got a bunch of thetans in your body. You got to get those things out of there. Well, how do you get them out? Well, you come here and we'll give you this treatment. And I think Johnson was telling us that there's a couple of metal bars that you hold on to.
Yeah, they've
something.
Got a little box called an e-meter that it's got these two little things, these two metal rods that you hold on to, and they've got these little dials with a little, like, VU on it,
right.
So they can... And it's just on a little rheostat, so they can move the needle wherever
sure.
they want.
Do they really?
And then that person regresses you back through some of your memories so you can clear the thetans from your
right,
soul.
Right, and then you gain a level. It's like almost like a role-playing
you
game.
You gain a level! Yeah. Woo!
You go up a level, and then you get to go and do it again. You pay more, and you get another level, and then... And so maybe what they said to Isaac was that, hey, if you don't quit this show, we're going to demote you and give you some thetans back. And maybe it scared him enough. I mean, because how else do you scare one of your members? I mean, these guys are brainwashed. They're just filled with all kinds of mindless gobbledygook propaganda. And so they're so totally into this. By the time they're into a certain level, they're so totally brainwashed with the Scientologist thing, it would seem like that would be a pretty persuasive thing to say to somebody.
I love the fact that all these people follow Scientology when there is documented evidence. A quote by L. Ron Hubbard that says, if a man ever wants to make $1 million, he just needs to start a religion.
Oh, yeah.
Then he started a religion.
Made a heck of a lot more than
a lot of money.
Certainly did.
So there's your update. Apparently Isaac Hayes, 3 months ago, was totally cool with South Park and its creators. Now, all of a sudden, he's angry at them and he's quit his job.
He was cool with the exact issue that made him quit.
That's right. What has changed? Somebody's probably threatened him. 800-259-9231, or he's just been even more fully brainwashed and has just gone even further down the path of insanity in the past 3 months.
Possibly.
You take control of the airwaves. Walt's coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most most important, they're affordable. Natural Salt Lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a Natural Salt Lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Anything goes. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have submitted their photo, validated photos, as a matter of fact, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. And we put them up on our website in the Shrine. You can go get more details on the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com.
And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to their website at freestateproject.org for more information and to join the Second American Revolution.
Man, that's smooth. 800-259-9231. That's our number. All right, so to the phones we go. Let's go to Walt. He's been waiting patiently. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt.
Hello.
Well, I tell you, I really hate to comment on that Scientology trash. And for those of you that are Scientologists, it is total garbage. So come on down. I want you to be here about the same time that the folks are from the IRS. I'll tell the IRS that you guys are on my side and let you guys shoot it out, and whoever's left, then I get to take you guys out.
Wait, what's going on? Are you meeting with the IRS? Wait, are you really meeting with the IRS? What's going on, Walt?
Well, they put a lien against my property, and obviously I'm not going to surrender, as according to Article 2 in the Marines Handbook.
Right.
I'll never surrender as long as I have a means to fight. I mean, do you think I'm going to surrender my property?
I didn't suggest you were going to surrender, but are you meeting with them? I mean, what's going on?
Actually, I'd like to see them just go clear out of business before we ever have any problem here.
Wow.
I mean, I know that I won't back down.
All right.
And,
are they asking for a meeting? Are they trying to come and audit you? What is the latest in your
situation? There's nothing to audit. I don't have any income. Income is profit. All I have is wages.
So are they going to come to your house, and what are you going to...
I have no idea. They've sent me a couple letters, and I've put them in the briefcase, and I've yet to find the time to get a hold of Bob Schultz and join that class action lawsuit.
Right. So, here's my question for you, Walt. Have you read the letters that they sent you?
Yeah, I'm a speed reader. I can read their trash in probably about 5 seconds, you know.
You know,
in other words, it's usually pretty much the same, you know. Basically, it's you owe us, and so on and so on.
Yeah,
and
what I want to know is how was the obligation created? How did they create the obligation? Who created the obligation on you that made it so you owe them money? How did that happen?
Well, several years ago, I filed a zero return according to Irwin Schiff. And you see, I shouldn't have even done that because there's actually no law that says you even have to file.
Right.
If you read the thing, it says who must file. And
a lot of people got in trouble with that, I think.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, so for 2 years, basically I owe them $3,000 that actually they owe me, and I'm going back over the past 10 years. Over that past 10 years, and money they stole from me by deceiving me that wages were actually income, which they are not.
Now, you're not actually going to try and get that money back. You're just going to let them have it, right?
Why, of course.
Okay, good. That's
of course I'm going to try to get it back. They stole it from me.
Well, come on. Let them have it. Let it be done with. I mean,
I'll tell you what. If they'll drop their deal, I'll drop mine.
All right. Fair enough.
You know, in other words, I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, in other words, yeah, but if they insist in pursuing this, then, you know, my attitude is, give me your money.
Let them have it, huh? Keep us up to date, man.
Well, here's the thing. I wanted to address something else, too. I love your sponsors. Everybody needs to go to that filtermag.com.
All right, we don't have it. They can buy extra time if they want to. Well, thanks for the call.
Well,
thanks. 800-259-9231.
You know, I love that. The beginning of that call, he says, well, the Scientologists should come down. I'll tell the feds that you're on my side. Let you guys shoot it out, and then whoever's left, I can deal with.
Lord.
So he's planning on, he's already got it in his mind now that he is planning on killing federal agents and hopefully Scientologists as well.
Hopefully. Well, I don't know. Who would win in that shootout, the Scientologists or the federal agents?
Agents probably practice.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, probably. I doubt the Scientologists practice for a big standoff in Kansas City.
We were talking about a radio show earlier, Torgo, and I know you had something else that you wanted to get into on this. We had another conflict, some sort of conflict going on. What's going on?
I was looking at the podcast rankings on a couple of different sites. I was looking at, you know, Podcast Alley. I was looking at iTunes. I was just looking in various places that have podcast listings. And I was seeing where we are, and I was looking at some of the shows that were above us, and, you know, there are some that are okay, and I can understand why they're doing well.
Sure.
And then there are some that are just god-awful. God-awful.
There's 15,000 podcasts, so there's going to be a bunch of awful ones.
There's a bunch of awful podcasts, but there are awful podcasts that are ranked highly.
Hmm.
Awful podcasts. There's one. It's a video podcast. It's called Dig Nation.
Really?
D-I-G-G.
What do they do their podcast on?
There's a website called dig.com. It's D-I-G-G.com. Which is a cool site. I like that website. It's kind of a current events news, technology news website where everybody who likes an article can vote that they like that article, and the ones that get the most approval move up higher in the rankings. And
what's wrong with it? Let's get into their show, though. I mean, what's wrong with it?
Well, here's what their show is. Their show is they cover the top news stories every week from Digg.com. So, first of all, it's an hour of them reading, like, six news stories that everybody's already seen on the front page at Digg.com. Because you're only going to listen to Digg Nation, usually, if you're somebody who goes to Digg. So, I was like, hey, it's a rehash of what I already read last week. So.
Oh, so wait. Now, wait. I thought this was a show hosted by the hackers.
Well, one of the guys, Kevin Rose, has one, like, he had kind of a pseudo-hacking show for about a day.
Because that's the show that I saw. I had seen his hacking show. And I thought it was kind of, I thought it was okay. I mean, I was kind of disappointed that they just got wasted during the whole show, and I thought it was a little
Well, that hasn't changed. Here's what Digg Nation is. It's two guys, Kevin Rose and Alex Albrecht, sitting on Kevin's couch in his living room, each of them with a laptop, just holding the laptop on their laps, talking about news articles while drinking. That's what it is. And then Kevin is all...
Are they funny?
Alex thinks he's funny.
Well, and sometimes that's funny to watch.
It is kind of. Actually, the thing is, they try to be funny. Like me, I try to be funny and I fail, but I don't know. It's just like, it doesn't work. The show is just awful.
Well, then how can they possibly be so popular?
I don't know. I don't understand the internet. I mean, I watch it primarily just so I can get angry. That's just me. And the real problem I've had, I've always kind of liked the show. The real problem I had with their show was the most recent one, because now they've stolen from us.
Whoa. Now, wait a minute. Now, of course, I'm not a fan of intellectual property, so I really don't care what they stole from us. But
yeah, but it's not an intellectual property issue, but at least try and be creative. Do your own thing.
What did they take?
Alex Albrecht has claimed to be Jesus. That is my thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, Torgo is Jesus.
Torgo is Jesus. Torgo, freewebs.com/Torgo is Jesus. It's the truth, man. But I don't care, whatever.
You set that up months ago.
Actually, I didn't even do it. I said it on the air, and it became the truth. For I am Jesus. And besides, unlike Alex Albrecht, when I turn sideways, my hair doesn't look like a dorsal fin.
So how many more ideas are these guys at Digg Nation going to rip off? What's their website again?
DiggNation.com. Check it out. It's awful.
Talk about uncreative. More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We've got them all archived right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we go back over 11 months. You get them all for free, freetalklive.com. All right, so let's move into the first, I think the first piece of show prep that we've had all night.
Yeah, that's true, because the one that we did bring up with me, that was when we came across in the middle of the show anyway.
Right. This one is, no, actually, I did do the Patriot thing earlier.
The Patriot Act board game.
All right, this one from LouRockwell.com, Becky Akers, who is constantly reporting on how inept and stupid the TSA is. She continues her excellent reporting here. The first time around, Al-Qaeda had to find terrorists unafraid to die to ground American aviation. It'll be much easier the next time. And all they'll need are recruits willing to run up a down escalator or wander terminals in search of a restroom, and screeners who see these mundane movements as security breaches, and whose resulting alarms bring terminals and whole airports to a screeching halt. Our first such incident comes from Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Texas. The TSA there can't seem to let a month pass without shutting down a terminal or two. Last week, it was the south section of Terminal C, according to the Houston Chronicle, when a passenger on a down escalator changed his mind. He turned midway and ran back to the top without ever leaving the so-called secure area. So he had already been searched. He was in an area of the airport where he was already secure. Nevertheless, this obvious terrorist two-step sent a security guard tattling to the TSA. Those bozos in the...
Wow.
Yeah. Those bozos in the Houston police shut down part of Terminal C for almost an hour before deciding that the homeland wasn't imperiled after all. It had a minimal impact on our service, said Julie So-and-so, spokesgal for Continental Airlines. It affected a few dozen flights. No doubt the impact was minimal on the non-traveling numbskulls delaying things, but it was major on the passengers who were making connections or needing to arrive on time to their destinations.
And I would just like to point out, step back a second, just so people understand what that wow was for. That was for the alliteration in that sentence, just so you know.
Which one? I missed the sentence.
Something about the two-step. Sent someone tattling to the TSA.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You do love a little alliteration.
I do. I also like saying it correctly.
The madness followed on the heels of a similar situation at the same airport just 3 weeks earlier. On February 22nd, the Chronicle reported that, quote, authorities evacuated thousands of passengers and even forced them out of the terminal because a woman, quote, cut through a security checkpoint without being screened. But like our escalator desperado, she didn't get too far. In fact, she was looking for a restroom, according to the spokesperson for the TSA.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
She walked out of the exit lane and then turned around and walked right back in. At an airport, you're in the secure area, you get off your plane, for instance, and you leave the secure area. Well, the exit lane is wide open. There's usually one security person sitting there keeping an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
This woman walked out within vision of that security guard, turned right back around, and walked back in.
Okay.
According to the TSA's magical thinking, this little maneuver endangered the entire terminal. The passengers are not only potential terrorists, but also magicians, able to conjure bombs out of thin air during a few seconds in the exit lane, then hand them off to our already screened accomplices. Naturally, the terminal and tram servicing it were shut down entirely. It only took the TSA 40 minutes to find its quarry, the woman in this case, who was calmly eating at a restaurant and totally oblivious to the havoc that she could have wreaked while the search was on. Thereafter, the thousands that were forced from the terminal were re-screened, I suppose to ensure that our diner hadn't smuggled a butter knife to one of them. Officials do not think, quote, the Chronicle, officials do not think the woman intended any harm. Pity we can't say the same for the TSA. Shutting down an entire terminal for this. For someone walking out of the exit lane and turning around.
Seems extreme.
Back. Then,
but if they didn't do it, then they wouldn't have a purpose for their job, you know?
Yeah. Well, then there are the geniuses at Eagle County Airport. Oh, yeah, now they can pat themselves on the back and say, oh, we could have averted a real terrorist strike today.
That's probably what they mean when they say they've averted terrorist strikes.
Yeah.
It's not like a lot of evidence has been shown.
Then there are the geniuses at Eagle County Airport near Vail, Colorado, who called the cops on an oil researcher. This American, who ominously enough sports a Middle Eastern name, according to the Vail Daily, checked a suitcase full of plastic containers and wires that are required for his job as an oil researcher. His luggage was subjected to the warrantless anti-constitutional searches now abounding in the land of the free, and that search duly uncovered said containers and wires. You can imagine the response of the TSA bureaucrat in this particular case.
Oh, my God.
Security officials feared the materials could be made into a bomb, although no explosive materials were contained in the bag. Okay, a noisy but rational official could draw that conclusion, I guess, says Ms. Akers. But then, planes were grounded while security workers cleared people from the area while the suitcase was being examined. They put the planes on hold while they actually had this guy.
Right, it's not like they're going to blow up an airplane.
It's not like he was lost in the airport.
They've got the suitcase.
There's the confounded magical thinking again. There are no explosive materials. The containers and wires could be made into a bomb, but the danger's so great that the planes must be grounded and therefore folks cleared out from the area. At some point during this charade, the TSA questioned the suitcase's owner. Picture a bunch of savages gathered around Dr. Livingstone as he assures them that the long tube which sees things afar is not indeed a treacherous trick, but a telescope. Likewise, our patient passenger explained that he was an oil researcher. The materials in the suitcase were used for performing pressure pulse tests on the oil wells. A Transportation Security Administration employee with oil field experience, thank goodness he was there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Confirmed.
Where's that roughneck? Oh, there he is. Bring him on over here.
You know, it reminds me of the TSA story we told. It's probably been a year now where they found the Apple wireless mouse for the laptop computer.
That was great.
And they just couldn't figure out what it was. Click, 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 click.
What is this?
Because there's no even buttons on it. It just clicks.
Right.
You know, and it's wireless, so there's no wire. What is this?
But it's just clear.
It's a mouse.
It's just clear and round, and it clicks, and you...
As though terrorists, if they were going to build a detonator, would in fact
make it look like that.
Make it, you know, like spend that much money manufacturing such a thing.
Hiring a company to design it.
Yeah. However, the red light in the bottom does look ominous, you know. It might be a small pocket-carried laser blaster.
Well, the TSA has profoundly damaged America over its 4 years of existence. It humiliates passengers, ruins lives, it entrusts pinheads with far more authority than any mere human should have, let alone the subspecies attracted to government work. No offense, TSA George. But perhaps its worst crime is habituating Americans to that favorite tactic of the police state, the personal search. And, you know, that's a great point. People are now used to this kind of behavior. Mm-hmm. People are used to being pulled aside, ordered to have their shoes taken off, and ordered around by officious bureaucrats with a uniform and a badge on. And this is not good for our national way of life. It is not good for liberty and freedom in America.
No, Americans, every time they have they're searched, they should be asking questions about it. Why am I being searched?
Yeah.
What's
your
about?
Authority again? Oh, by the way, she points out an interesting monetary point here. All of this works at the all this evil at an enormous expense. The TSA sucks almost $14 million per day out of taxpayers' pockets.
Wow.
Good Lord.
You think you could provide security for a little bit less than $14 million per day?
I'd give them commercials, make them feel secure.
Well, anyway, here's the latest on the TSA insanity. If you've got a TSA hell story, share it with us. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. The space race is on. We'll tell you about it coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. You can visit the wiki. It's our newest feature. And people are liking the wiki. It's totally listener editable. In fact, all of the content that you see there has, I think, almost all, and maybe 99.9% of it's been created by the listeners. And you can edit it. You can add to it. It's totally free. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Some of it's serious. Some of it's a little wacky.
It is.
It is a wacky wiki.
But it is fun. Wiki.freetalklive.com. HammerofTruth.com reporting on the space race. According to HOT, the free market race for the space is heating up. People being able to explore the final frontier on private aircraft, spacecraft, is clearly the most encouraging development for those in the freedom movement who have a sense of imagination. While Spaceship One was certainly exciting, the better news is now they have a lot of competition. We've heard about, remember when we talked about Spaceship One, which was, there was a X Prize, right? And a $10 million prize.
I thought it was $1 million prize for, and they spent $10 million to get it.
Okay, that might have been what it was. Anyway, there was a prize, and a bunch of different groups competed to send a spaceship into, was it temporary orbit? I forget the, there was a certain qualification level that they had to reach, and Spaceship One was successful at it. They did it so cheaply. They did it so affordably in comparison to what our government spends on our on the government space shuttle, which is just astronomical amounts.
Right.
And so it was really encouraging because, wow, maybe private space travel is within our grasp. Maybe it's going to be happening sometime soon, and maybe it will become affordable. From the AP, 2 years after the first privately financed spaceflight jump-started a sleepy industry, more than a dozen companies are developing rocket planes to ferry ordinary rich people out of the atmosphere. Several private companies will begin building their prototype vehicles this summer, with plans to test fly them as early as next year. If all goes well, the first tourist, space tourist, could hitch a galactic joyride late next year or 2008, pending approval by federal regulators.
Of course.
Unlike the Cold War space race between the United States and Soviet Union that sent satellites into orbit and astronauts to the moon, this competition is bankrolled by entrepreneurs, whose competition could one day make a blast into space cheap enough for the average Joe. According to space historian Andrew Chaikin, this time it's personal. This space race is about getting us into space. And you know what? It's about darn time that this started to happen. And, you know, the competition is kicking in. There are people out there. I would say that a trip to space, man, wouldn't you think that that's one of the highest demanded vacations out there in the world right now?
People would pay for it.
I mean, people want to go to the Bahamas and they want to go all over the world. But I think most everybody at some point has thought, well, gosh, what would it be like to go to space?
Imagine if you go to the moon.
Well, imagine if you could go into space and experience zero gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not really zero gravity. There's still gravity. But anyway, experience weightlessness for $100 or $1,000. I mean, it could really get that cheap within the next, what, 10 years or so? I mean, it depends on how quick it's adopted. It depends on how many early adopters there are and how much competition that there is and how little the government gets involved.
I'm sure the people would have scoffed at the idea that a flight from Boston to Tampa would be $200 in 2006, but in fact, it is.
Yeah, I heard that a flight from Tampa to New Hampshire was $150 the other day, which is just amazing to me.
Yeah, I can get flights from the Tampa area to Chicago for $79 each way.
But let's touch on the government's involvement here, according again to the AP. Before tourists can lift off, though, several federal hurdles must be cleared. Federal regulations that will govern human space travel and spell out safety and training requirements are expected to be wrapped up this summer. Ugh. How unfortunate. I hope this takes them much longer than we're expecting. In fact, Torgo, you got some details on how long Congress has been in session. We'll get into that. Transportation Secretary Norman So-and-so said last month to a gathering of space entrepreneurs that the government would move swiftly to grant space travel licenses to companies if they can prove that they'll operate safely.
Why? How do they? Where do they get the authority to give a space travel license?
Well, the government owns every piece of land in America. They own all the people in America and all of the equipment in America. You didn't know that?
Apparently they do.
They didn't teach you that in school? The government owns everybody.
Ridiculous.
It really is. Now, what would happen if one of these space companies built a space launch platform in international waters? Would they still have to get a license to operate?
Probably not.
Maybe that would be a good way around. Who knows? Who knows what sort of onerous legislation and regulations they'll be passing?
Well,
here.
Actually, that depends. If they have a business office in the U.S., then they probably would, because they're still in the U.S. conducting business,
yeah,
taking money to provide people transportation.
Right. We don't know what's going to happen with these regulations, but at least there's something happening. At least there's competition getting involved. The private industry is starting to spring up around space travel, and that's pretty exciting. Hopefully we can beat down the government, beat back NASA, because NASA doesn't like this. They are not a fan of this at all.
Of course they're not. Their jobs are going to be completely in jeopardy.
It's going to make them look bad, because these privateers are going to be launching shuttles for a fraction of the cost that NASA does it for. And so people are going to be launching via private shuttle to do private research in outer space, and then NASA won't be able to claim that they're, you know, well, we're necessary. We're doing research. We're discovering important things out there. Well, no, this other company is discovering important things. You guys have brought us Velcro.
Maybe.
Maybe. So, Torgo, speaking of Congress and how busy they are, what's the latest there?
They're real busy. They've spent almost no time in session. I'll talk about exactly how much.
No, wait, that's not a bad thing. I'd rather they not be in session.
Really? You want to pay them $165,000 a year to spend 47 hours in 2 months?
We'll talk about it. 800-259-9231 and your thoughts as well. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likens with another Car Clinic Minute. Adam Strebe may have mastered the tail whip backflip, but when I come back, I'll tell you why Lance Armstrong type riding takes the lead when it comes to roadside safety. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. Though most of us won't ride in the Tour de France, someone in our family is likely to bike in the Tour de neighborhood. So here are some wheelie good safety tips. Drivers, it's a numbers game. If your ride's a 4 to 18-wheeler, remember you share the road. Honking at two-wheelers can startle them, causing them to sway over into your lane, which could mean somebody's number is really up. Bikers, though might doesn't make right, you are the small kid on the block and may not be easily seen. Wear reflectors on bike and clothing, and use your head. Put a helmet on it. And for everyone, save the stunt moves for the track. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it. 800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. And you can visit the bulletin board system, the wiki, the updates, live streaming, archives, Stranopy Mill listeners, and more, all for free. Although we will ask you for a voluntary contribution. It's called the AMP program. You can become an amplifier like over 200 of our listeners have, and it's $3 a month. Now, what do we do with that $3 a month, man? Which,
hookers and cocaine?
No, don't tell them that. What do we do with it?
We use it to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, and nobody...
To hookers.
No.
I built a meth lab with my share.
You don't get a share. That's the thing about AMP money is,
right.
In fact, none of us get a share. It all goes into a fund for advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live.
I wrote that credit card form. You think I don't get a share?
I don't know.
No. All right. Well, anyway, it's easy. It's simple. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and yes, the money does go into advertising the show. It does go into getting us more radio stations. It does go to promoting us on the internet, and it's being very successful, and we thank you, those of you who have already become amplifiers. If you've yet to do it, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn about the perks. Learn about the amplifier-only call-in line. Learn about the amplifier-only forum on the bulletin board system, not to mention the classic archives that we'll give you as well. Plus, our final goal, when we reach it, in the AMP program, is to reduce the commercial time by 25% on the show. We're serious about it. Amp.freetalklive.com. So talking about the amount of money that these people in Washington make, the drunken sailors, as they've been called in Congress, the 535 of them that are there. What is their total amount, Torgo, that we're paying these idiots?
Annually, if they were all making the same salary, I'm not taking into account the bonuses that the House leaders get.
This doesn't include perks either, like free limo rides and free mailings. And
right.
All that.
Just base salary for members of the House of Representatives. Total annual salary this year, $88,382,000.
And that breaks down to what, $165,000 a year?
$165,200, yep. $165,200 is what they're making. And
for how much work?
Well, let's see. During the first 2 months of the year, House members logged a total of 47 hours.
Whoa, that's really backbreaking.
That's not 47 hours a week.
That's
47 hours throughout the entirety of January and February.
Well, don't they get like a winter holiday or something?
Well, they took off almost the entire month of January while the Senate confirmed Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court. Let's see. They're taking an entire week off for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. So they're currently off at the moment.
A week off for St. Patty's Day.
A week off for
St.
Patty's
Day. What are they doing on St. Patty's Day?
It's spring break. They're going down to Cancun and partying with the college girls. Come on.
College girls don't want to party with them.
Now, I've got the breakdown. I've got the breakdown here this month of when they were in session. You know, March 1st, they were in session for 11 hours. That day, they were in session for 11 hours. It is. March 6th, 5 minutes. Congress was in session for 5 minutes. They're a little bit better, though. On the 13th, a week later, they were in session for 7 minutes.
Hey, I wonder, what's their total per year? What is their average per year that they are actually in session for?
Well, let's see. Last year, they were in session 141 days.
Okay.
However, if they're on their current schedule, they'll log 97 days this year.
So even at 141 days, that's more than a grand a day.
Yep.
And in five-minute sessions?
Seven.
That's pretty sweet, man.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the wrong business.
These Congress critters are expensive.
I'm running for president.
We're done for tonight. Torgo for president. Vinny in here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. See you tomorrow night, same time, same place, online, of course, as well, at freetalklive.com.
President Jesus.
What?
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.